The federal reaction to the protests in Portland escalated over the weekend. Federal officers used tear gas during a planned daytime demonstration and took several people into the ICE building. Five protesters were transferred to the Columbia County Jail. Portland local Jaron Anzaldúa remains in custody. It was their first protest. The demonstration was put on by the local group Portland Contra las Deportaciones, which is Portland Against Deportations in English.
So we're trying to get the permit revoked from the ICE building. And so we have less than 60 days to get that consideration. So we're out here making noise and putting a community pressure.
Their current permit bars ICE from detaining any person inside the building for longer than 12 hours. They have violated their permit 25 times since October of last year. Portland Mayor Keith Wilson issued a formal notice to ICE about the violations last month.
It was only after months of protest from you that City Council even acknowledged the problem. It was only after we disrupted their meetings and disrupted Mayor Wilson's interview with Bike Portland that they finally issued a notice of violation for ICE's condition.
Saturday's rally began with speeches in Elizabeth Caruthers Park, followed by a short march to the ICE building. An estimated 400 people were present, including youth and seniors. Participants were unarmed and many lacked masks or goggles. Demonstration organizer Holly Brown was among those arrested. Brown was charged with trespassing on federal property. They were taken into the ICE facility and held for approximately 4 hours before being released back into the crowd.
We were placed in these different holding cells, and inside the holding cells, there's no bedding or anything comfortable to sit on. It's just metal and concrete. On the walls of these holding cells, there are actually posters that are encouraging people to self-deport and offering them money to self-deport. So the situation in there was pretty grim. And also the officers and the agents that were inside there were incredibly disrespectful and cruel. I was originally placed in a holding cell with one of my friends, and we were covered in gas. So we basically we had, shirts on underneath. So we took off, the shirts that we were wearing.
Brown was met by a small crowd of demonstrators and press after their release. Counter-protesters interrupted Brown's interview.
Release from the ICE facility.
Getting this building shut down and also getting ICE out of Portland and stopping the deportation of our neighbors.
Federal officers used tear gas again later in the evening, pushing protesters back down the block. OPB reporter Troy Brennelson was on the scene and said that there was no apparent reason to use tear gas. Federal officers have used tear gas and other noxious chemicals at the scene for months with varying intensity. Protesters wear protective gear to avoid injury from the gas. Volunteer medics on site routinely treat people harmed by the noxious chemicals. KBU talked to a volunteer medic on Saturday.
I've had patients that have had their eye protection pulled off and sprayed underneath their eye protection, which is pretty severe. They don't use chemical weapons every night. Sometimes it's like 5 times a week, sometimes it's 2 times a week. Really depends on the week, depends on the month. But when they just kind of shoot the bullets or do a very targeted sprays, could be anywhere from 2 to 5 people in a night. When they do more severe crowd control measures, it could be dozens.
Saturday afternoon, right-wing influencer Katie Davis-Court stepped onto a lower roof of the ICE building and filmed the crowd with her phone. On another occasion, camera operators emerged from the facility to film the crowd from behind the guards.
So, within the last couple of days, they've once or twice invited those right-wing reporters to come in and do stuff. But this is the first time I've seen that they've had what seems to be their own media presence.
A woman with a vest marked ERO stepped out among the guards to film the demonstrators with her phone. ERO stands for Enforcement Removal Operations. The American flag flies at half-mast atop the ICE building. There's a sign inside that you can read through the window. Presidents are temporary. Wu-Tang is forever. For KBOO News and Pacifica Radio, I'm Anna Wilcox.